Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools. I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
It's Monday, October 28th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Five things to know today. Are security pros unhappy? AI bias in healthcare? Microsoft growth numbers? TikTok under scrutiny? And RCS moves closer to reality. This is the Business of Tech. Exabeam has released a study on job satisfaction around being a security professional. Their results show 71% of respondents are satisfied or very satisfied with their positions in 2019, compared with 83% in 2018. More than three quarters say they feel secure in their jobs, and 78% say they would recommend a career in security, the report says. But 62% of respondents say their jobs are stressful or very stressful, and 44% feel they lack work-life balance. 40% of respondents are actively job searching. More than half, 51%, are motivated by poor compensation and unsupportive leadership, which is interesting given the median salary is $75,000 to $100,000, and 53% of respondents report salary satisfaction, up 35% from last year. Diversity is still a problem, with more than 90% of the respondents being male, an increase from 2018, and proof of security's gender gap. Why do we care? Staffing remains the number one expense for solution providers, and security talent is even harder to find than IT talent. Data to help make decisions here. From MIT Technology Review, quote, an algorithm that many U.S. health providers use to predict which patients will most need extra medical care is biased towards white patients, according to researchers at UC Berkeley. The researchers dug through almost 50,000 records from a large, undisclosed academic hospital and found that white patients were given higher risk scores than black people who were equally sick and were therefore more likely to be selected for extra care. The researchers didn't say what the software was, but the Washington Post identifies it as Optum, owned by insurer United Health. The algorithm didn't include race in its decision-making, but it did include patients' previous healthcare costs. For socioeconomic and other reasons, black patients have historically incurred lower healthcare costs than white patients with the same conditions. The researchers worked with Optum to correct the issue, reducing the disparity by more than 80%. Why do we care? Well, algorithmic bias can be corrected, and you have to catch it. Researchers should be code for solution providers. There's no reason this couldn't be a solution provider rather than a researcher. From channel partner Insight, quote, Microsoft has continued its relentless growth in the first quarter of its fiscal year, with demand for hybrid infrastructure driving up sales. For the first 3 months ending 30th September, Microsoft saw revenue increase 14% year-on-year, while operating income climbed 27%. The vendor saw growth across its three business areas, productivity and business processes, intelligent cloud, and more personal computing. Revenue is split evenly between the three units, but the cloud division, which houses Azure, saw the strongest growth at 27%. Microsoft does not disclose Azure revenue, but said that sales increased 63%, the lowest growth since it started revealing the figure in Q1 2017, end quote. Why do we care? These growth numbers align with the opportunity for the ecosystem around them, productivity and business processes, and intelligent cloud to be sure. This is easy tea leaf reading. Senators Chuck Schumer and Tom Cotton have started investigating TikTok for national security reasons. Their investigation focuses on data collection practices and whether the app adheres to censorship rules directed by the Chinese government that could limit what U.S. users see. TikTok is under growing investigation, with much of the focus on the terms of service and the user data it collects. Why do we care? This is growing concern from legislators, but also insight into how the ownership of a company will matter more and more in an interconnected world. This is the inverse of the NBA's problem in China, a story covered here before. From The Verge, quote, all four major U.S. carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, and Sprint, have each issued the same joint press release announcing the formation of a joint venture called the Cross Carrier Messaging Initiative. It's designed to ensure that the carriers move forward together to replace SMS with a next-generation messaging standard, including a promise to launch a new texting app for Android phones that supports the standard by next year. If you're not familiar with RCS, let's quickly catch up. There's four critical problems with RCS. First, not enough carriers have adopted it. Two, those that have adopted it sometimes did so without adhering to the international standard for interoperability called the Universal Profile. Third, it's not end-to-end encrypted. And fourth, Apple has said nothing about it. End quote. Why do we care? SMS is a pretty significant standard, so changes here are impactful to everyday use. Will the green versus blue bubble debate be affected? Let's find out. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at mspradio.com, in your favorite podcatcher, in your news flash for Amazon Alexa-enabled devices, or find episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Like what you hear? Share our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube feeds to help grow the audience, and we'll see you tomorrow.